Lawmakers remain publicly optimistic about the project, which is receiving $15 million in state funds, but the mandate for company leaders to appear before committee hints at legislators' growing unease. Brady and its former CEO, Craig Bouchard, recently underwent a public feud over his ouster, a matter about which company representatives stay tight-lipped.
You know, I think that's a better question served for our board. You know, I'm not at liberty to disclose that information.
They did, however, offer one reason for Bouchard's removal. They say the board wanted to see faster progress on the mill project. The company says it needs to raise $700 million to begin construction, $200 million of which has been committed but remains contingent on the other $500. Pressed on what happens if they can't meet that goal, interim CEO Tom Modrowski responded.
You know, we try to stay away from the hypotheticals. We are focused, laser focused, every day we wake up to make sure this facility gets built.
Reassurances notwithstanding, many lawmakers still have plenty of questions. Senator Morgan McGarvey is one of them.
Are you going to be able to get this facility operational? Are you going to be able to raise the money? Where is the money going to come from? And how can we reasonably go to people in Kentucky and say, this plant's going to be built and it's going to be kept on track?
Brady officials say they have $65 million on hand. The project is shovel-ready, and they expect to break ground by the end of 2020. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.